Welcome
Welcome
to
to
the
the
Blood
Queen
Detection
Elizabeth Detection Hotline.
God fucking damn it.
Okay.
Welcome to the Blood Detection Hotline! We're joined by Mikey and Jesse. What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey.
Story time.
Hey.
Let's talk. Wait, okay. I know this is for me and Jesse, this is an old topic. But remember when we went to Knott's Berry
Farm? Oh, ancient topic.
Yeah. I don't want to say my side. I want you to tell me every ride you went on, because I only went on one ride and literally sat out for the rest of the thing with my ex.
Yeah, because you were a little bitch soy boy.
No, I wasn't. Uh-oh. Okay, first of all, this is seventh grade. Okay, this is seventh grade. This is old.
That's
kind of
true.
Okay, she was scared to go on.
Yeah,
every
right,
other
right,
ride.
Right. I remember that. Yeah. Honestly, my memory of Knott's Berry Farm has kind of been overwritten with Six Flags.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I want to bring
Flags.
Something up about Knott's Berry Farm. So, one of the few things I remember from there. Is I had like a kind of pickle shenanigan going on.
A pickle?
So
what?
Me and this friend, right? We got a pickle. Funniest shit I've ever seen. Anyway, continuing. We just start chucking the pickle at shit. Like, I don't know where it came from, but
God.
We spent a good hour throwing a pickle at like buildings, and we just kept on buying pickles, and it was like I went broke.
Dude, how much did the pickles cost? Because everything there is like overpriced.
Dude, we bought a good 8 pickles.
Ooh, pencil.
They costed $1.25, I think. They were mad expensive.
I love
like.
Oh, pencil smells good.
Like, and I remember at the end of it, like, all I remember is I was eating, like, these little, like, candies. I was vibing with you guys. You were talking about how much you hated your wife, right, Mikey? Holy shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Net, sorry, looking at us.
Continue.
I was eating, like, these candies, and I had just had a heavy pounding fucking headache. Like, that's all I can remember. I can remember excruciating pain, like just pounding in my head as I ate more candies, knowing it was making it worse.
The more I realize, I'm not going to say his last name because he doesn't go to our school anymore. I'm going to say his first name because he doesn't go to our school anymore. But
oh,
Josh,
yeah.
Josh, there was literally a time where me and him could have gotten kicked out because we were by the food court area, I think, and we were just chasing the shit out of each other. Like, it was a mix of
bro, I could have gotten kicked out too. I was touching a
pickle.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck is going on with him. I think he's beating his dog to death or some shit. But let's go to Six Flags. I was so scared to get on that ride, the fucking slingshot ride.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
I did. We
on,
all went
no
on.
Oh,
wait, no, not slingshot. We all went on Superman. But fuck, I was so scared to go on Superman. Like,
I tried so much to get you to go on it, but.
Hey, but I went budge. On. I went on Superman, and that shit was like. Well, I'm pretty sure the reason I didn't go on Slingshot was because we fucking saw a nail fall out of the railing.
No, you just, like, from the start, you just said
it might have been that. I feel like there was a ride at... No, I feel like there was a ride at Knott's Berry Farm where we saw a nail fall out and we went on it.
I don't think that happened. I think that just when we went on Supreme Scream, I think one of us joked about, like,
oh maybe so, but my memory is so, like, it's been so long, and, like, I haven't seen people in forever.
Yeah, dude, this the stuff we're like, talking about is ancient.
Dude, I was a little kid and shit.
But
I feel kind
of
left
yeah,
out.
Shut the fuck up. Get out of the podcast.
Why didn't you want
to? Don't worry, Cody. You'll have your time. I'm gonna go eat in a few minutes.
I'm gonna kill myself now.
Yeah,
thanks,
no problem,
Jesse.
Cutie. Always here for you.
I'm gonna huff this pipe smoke till I die.
You can stop talking and fucking do it already. Hey, by the way, guys, we're not sponsored by Suicide. It's bad. Don't do it.
Just
bro, did my ass really just say we are not sponsored by Suicide? That's kind of funny.
Yeah, you did. Anyways. In total, how many rides did we go on?
Well,
at Six
okay.
Flags?
Slingshot. We told my mom that everyone died. The Neom ride. We went on the Neom ride like eight times.
We went on the Flash ride.
The flash ride. We went on that so many times. No, it was like four times. We went on the Batman ride, and then Deontay fucking died. I don't know why. That ride was fucking sick.
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was. I would have gone on it again, but Deontay fucking died, and I wanted to keep him around. Oh, shit. I got to go. I'll be back soon. You and Cody can talk about your cute little topics. Bye, cuties. I'm not gay, by the way. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just not it, you know? It's not where I lie. It's not where I am.
Just go eat your hot dog. Fucking gay.
Yay.
Damn, I was getting bullied. Wow. How nice for me.
I don't know if he's
wait gone. Till my fucking therapist hears about this, you assholes.
What, are you going to go to your therapist and start doing TikTok dances?
Oh, God. Our first episode.
Okay, so I think he just left without leaving the call. But anyways, have you ever gone to any theme parks?
Fuck yeah, I have.
Have you ever had like a terrifying moment in one of them, or just like?
No.
Was it chill?
No, actually.
How many? Like in total, how many times have you been to a theme park?
So I have a Diamond Elite membership for Six Flags, which means I can practically go anytime I want. Been there 5 times, and I've been to Knott's once. Knott's Berry Farm once, and went to a water park once. So total 7 times, I guess.
God damn.
Yep.
I've only been to 3 theme parks and a water park once or twice.
Well, the 5 times is just from one park, so. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter there.
Out of every theme park you've been to, which is your favorite ride out of all of them?
Shit. Whew, that's a tough one.
Like, are you like more of a roller coaster fan or like
roller coaster? I love roller coasters. However, if I see something fall out or if I hear creaking, that's it. No, I'm done. No, I don't trust the wood ones. The ones where it's supported by wood. I don't trust that. Because if I see that, I'm like, look at that. I'm not doing that.
Okay. So, what is your favorite ride? Out of every ride I've been on, like theme park and shit, I'm gonna have to say the Batman ride at Six Flags.
Oh yeah, that one was a good one. That one's my favorite.
That one was a banger. When me, Jesse, and 2 other friends went, I don't know why. I don't know what was so funny, but I just kept laughing. Whoops. I just kept laughing.
I just kept laughing.
Like, I sounded crazy. Like there was nothing below us because it's like one of those rides where, like, you're strapped on, but, like, the roller coaster is, like, above your head. So, like, it drags you, basically. I don't know what I found so funny about that. It was just hilarious.
So you're just sitting there strapped to a roller coaster. You're dangling down, and then all of a sudden you just start laughing.
I think it's because it felt like I was flying.
How old were you?
This was in eighth grade.
And you're laughing because you feel like you're flying.
Well, have you ever been like fucking feet off the ground and basically
I jumped off my bed and landed on my stomach? Would you consider with a blanket tied around my neck? Would you consider that flying?
I guess if you're mentally unstable.
Oh, I guess I'd belong in a mental institute then. Because I would hurt my because I would jump off the bed, land on my stomach, cry, and then over again.
Offensive word. Offensive word. Offensive word.
Oh God! What? How did you enjoy the wiener?
Lit.
What?
How was the wiener?
It's fucking delicious. I love eating wieners. If y'all haven't eaten a good wiener with some mustard on it, like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
My brother had
mustard is ass.
Yeah, mustard's disgusting. My brother eats brother eats wieners with mayonnaise.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna head out now.
All right,
I'll see you guys later. Thank you for listening to the Bread Detection Hotline.
Hey, we're not done.
Oh no! Wieners. I decide when we're fucking
you
done.
Can go eat more wieners.
Mikey's the host.
Nah,
I'm your host, Killer Keemstar. Yeah. So, guys, what do you think about the current stock market fiasco?
Alex,
we're heading into another great depression.
Oh, absolutely. You know, balls.
Is that it?
You know what?
Say something, but I forgot.
I thought that was it for the topic, and we were going to move on to something else.
No.
Have you guys ever broken a bone?
No. Wait. Yeah,
I broke
my cock. Is an ankle
a painful experience?
Oh, my God.
No,
Jesus Christ.
I didn't break my cock.
The story of on how you get an erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, absolutely. No, don't break your cock. Bad idea. You'll never get hard again.
Imagine if you broke your cock like a...
You know, we should probably start talking about this. Like, stop talking about this, not start. Mikey, how about you? Have you ever broken a bone?
I broke my pinky toe once.
Who the fuck needs a pinky toe?
That shit's literally useless. It dangles.
There. Listen.
So just a pinky finger. I don't see a point in a pinky
shove
finger.
Shove it up someone's ass. It is what it is.
No, but like
we're going back to that topic. Let's not go back to that topic.
But your pinky finger is kind of flimsy. How are you?
You've got to try it, Mikey. How are you got there?
Huh? Fuck this. Move on. Let's move on.
I've always wanted to break a bone, and the time I break it, it's my pinky toe. I hated myself for weeks. And it was in the most saddest way possible. I'm in fourth grade. I'm at a birthday party and the fucking owners, they have this like bouncy slide. I'm sitting at the top of this thing, right? And waiting for my turn. A little fucking kid starts climbing up. He's at the top. He's like right next to me. He sees me and he sees that I'm waiting and the fucker pushes me. He pushes me down. I start rolling. I'm like, what the fuck? And I don't know how, but like I hit the surface and like it's
oh, fuck. That sounds like it hurt.
Ouchie.
Dude, the little fucker stared me like into my soul.
Like when you're going like, good fuck you.
Like the kid was 5 years old and he still pushed me. It was a sad
moment. Yikes. Sounds like a depressing moment.
Like out of every toe, it was the pinky toe.
Your pinky.
Who needs that,
bro? So tell me, has it recovered? Can I still suck it? Like. Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry, sorry. I shouldn't be asking that on a podcast. I'll text you later. Hey guys, did you know that bullets are made out of lead? Like, bro, it's crazy. That must be why there's so many school shooters in America, bro. They just need more. They just need more lead for their pencils. Like,
hey, dude, can we just have a round of applause for March?
Oh,
no school shootings in that month.
Woo! Let's go, bro. No school shootings March. For an entire month.
Let's go.
Now that's a world record.
America,
world record.
Oh well, I mean it for America.
Oh,
hey, we're close to 2 months. We're close to 2 months.
Mikey has been promoting our podcast on my personal account. Like every, like, hey, aren't you the guy from the Bro Detection Hotline podcast? Available everywhere podcasts are, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
Hey, dude, it's
working, it is. Dude. It obviously. How much money do we have
you
know, now?
I don't mean to flex on you guys, like, but I just made $350 from making games on Roblox. Like, I think I know where my priorities are.
Hang on a fucking second. You get paid to make games on Roblox? If they get popular,
hell yeah. All I gotta do is fucking turn their like Robux into real money, and easy peasy. I just had to fill out a tax.
Imagine the people making Tycoon Jailbreak games are now,
bro. I mean, like, imagine. I don't know how rich the motherfuckers making Adopt Me are, but they crashed the Roblox servers a few days ago, which made my money go down. So I don't like them.
Oh, yikes. That sucks.
Now, fucking like 2 million Mikey, how much players. Anyway, let's stop talking about the little kids game now.
Wait. No. Before we move on, last time when we tried recording this podcast and you kept talking about Queen Elizabeth, after that, you said that.
Listen,
you said that a bunch of kids or a bunch of people like were hating on you for updating
I gotta
the game
keep on
or something.
The game, right? I add in something, and everybody gets fucking pissed because it slightly changes the current balance of the game. And the thing is, I'm not even having little kids playing my game. No, they're like people that are deadass older than me.
Oh, like, my God.
College age, right? Those are the people that play my game. Now, granted, I'm not making like a tycoon or anything, but it's wild to see that.
Oh, wait a minute. I see what you mean. Because the Roblox community is mainly consists of like 5 through 8 to 10 year olds. You have to be like 13 or older to make an account. So like kids are like going offline about their age.
No. They're like actual people at my Discord. I joined their voice calls. They all have deeper voices than me. It's fucking crazy.
Oh my God. Fucking God. Whew, yikes. That's spooky right there. I bet they're the type of people that keep kids in their basement.
Hey, man, I fucking love them. They're all cute as shit. I hate most of them, actually. Hey, man.
Were they, like, animals, or are they just not cute, and that's why you hate them?
No. It's just like, every time I make an update, they spam me with the clown emoji.
Oh,
and they call me gay, And then they say the N-word.
Well, well, when this podcast gets out, I'm gonna pretty sure think.
They keep on calling me gay. I don't know how to solve it.
I have a girlfriend, and my dad still calls me gay.
Bro, it's crazy. It's crazy, bro. What like, you say? Fuck. What was I gonna say? I had a joke, but I completely forgot.
God, it's fucking hot. Yeah, it's hot in my room
too. Like, it's starting to get hot actually.
No, I need a fucking bathroom because it's the only place where I have privacy.
You know, to record this. I'm probably thinking of disappointment right now by like because you're sitting in the bathroom screaming at your phone about Queen Elizabeth in Roblox.
Cody, tell everyone what's in your
ball fucking Hot Wheels track.
Yo.
What else?
A ruler and a fucking belt.
And a dildo.
And anti-diarrhea pills.
Bro, is that your mom or dad?
I don't know. This is my brother's bathroom. I gave it to him. I don't want this.
He's not even in his own bathroom.
I have to share it. I don't use it though. I use my parents. I don't want to use this bathroom. And it's so hot in here. I'm actually sweating. I don't want to open the door because then my dad's going to go, hey.
Gay term.
And then my mom's going to constantly go like, What are you doing? I'm going to open the window. And the window still has a dead plant and a broken candle jar.
Bro, Cody, yeah, it sounds like you're, like, living in the fucking third world.
Mikey seen my house. Mikey
Everybody that lives here is poor as shit, but, like, God. Cody, when you tell me about that, I feel like a slightly more rich kid, but except like my parents are divorced and like no rich people have divorced parents because like they'll just fucking murder each other or some shit, pay their lawyers to get them out of it.
My girlfriend's parents are divorced and they're rich. Yeah. Or her dad is at least. In LA? I don't know about her mom.
She's fucking dead.
Oh my God. Oh. Fuck. I'm sorry for your loss.
Guess I just you realized have no something. Well, point all now. The people that have fucking girlfriends right now are pretty much just e-dating.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
What does
all
that mean?
People that have girlfriends right now, bro.
I don't know what.
God, it's so hot in here.
Like they're gonna be like with their girlfriend. They're gonna get horny. And they're gonna be like, "Hey, babe, let's ERP."
Oh, uh-oh.
And then they're going to be like, takes off pants.
There's a sex. Thing here.
Yo, I know God. You're talking about like e-dating. Cody's here fucking having an aneurysm or something. I can't even understand him at this point.
Dude, he's a literal fucking robot, dude.
Yeah, my new phone's mic quality is pretty bad. This is a hand-me-down phone from my dad.
Doesn't your dad call you a
whoop?
And beat you? And my...
he calls me a
whoop.
Cause like he wanted to, cause I had a shake and my dad was going, okay, what kind of shake do you want? I said cookies and cream, but can you put the cream down as no homo? My dad said, oh, all they have is extra homo. Sorry.
So now he just calls you a whoop.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, shit. Thanks for giving me
He calls me a little girl, and he calls me princess, and he calls me a snowflake.
Yeah, imagine you're getting picked up from school. Your dad's like, who's daddy's little snowflake? Daddy's little
princess. Oh, God, no. That's why I take the bus.
I thought you said.
Well, in middle school and elementary school, yeah. I did not want my dad to pick for that reason. High school, I did not want him to pick me up and go, "Who's daddy's little princess?"
When I went to Cody's house, I remember him saying that he walks to school and that he like lives behind the high school, right? So when he gave me the address, Jesse, do you know where the fucking
market? Yeah.
What's it called? The jelly donut place? Yeah. The motherfucker lives.
My man lives in the jelly donut. Okay, hold on. I want to say something about the jelly donut. Since like the only people that listen to this are like people that fucking live near us. I swear to God, that place runs like a fucking meth business. Why the fuck is a donut place open 24 hours a day? And like, there's the only thing that happens there is like some mafia dude goes in there at like 3 a.m. at night. Like, the fuck is going on there? I don't know. That shit is like, I swear to God, that thing is like a whole ass mafia business or like a crack place.
Last time I went to Jelly Donut, I was getting an iced coffee, and this biker dude with like tattoos and watermelons in his arms. Oh my God, that dude had fucking muscles. I was scared of him, and he was staring me down the whole time I was getting my
coffee. It's because that place is fucking gang territory. You're probably messing with the fucking knockoff Bloods.
Dude,
I don't like going down there at all.
I can imagine going to the store and like looking at like a newspaper stand and the fucking headline says fucking drive-bys by the jelly donut.
The fucking gang war at the jelly donut.
It's a split territory.
Jesus Christ. You know what? The way things are going on right now,
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a fucking gang war at the Jelly Donut at this point.
They have super soakers.
What?
Because my area is mainly consisted of kids.
That's the point where you just get a sniper.
There's a lot of kids in this neighborhood. Get a sniper rifle for my kid?
Well, I mean, they pull out the water gun. You got to size them up.
Yeah, especially when
Don't know what it feels like to get yeeted in the fucking ball sack by 8 water balloons. Like,
what?
Have you guys ever
here's what you do. You put soap in it, you chuck it at their eyes, and you watch them fucking die instantly.
Oh my God. Dude,
water balloon full of cat cum.
Or hot sausages thrown at their dick.
Welcome to the piss balloon.
Getting hot sauce on your penis. Getting hot sauce on your penis. Or saying from experience.
I remember one time in 8th grade, some kid brought like some super, super, super hot sauce, right? Like,
he took a whole chunk of it and fucking shoved it in your mouth.
He dared me to like.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Do you guys remember when I got a fucking piece of sunflower seed lodged in the back of my throat for 2 weeks?
Yeah, because you dumbass.
Listen, man,
don't know
I don't spit. I swallow
them. No, you don't want them. You just bite them and get the kernel out.
No, Cody. You want to know what he does? I give him sunflower seeds. He grabs one. Listen, not even one. He, like, grabs a handful, puts them in his mouth, and starts biting them as if he's chewing on a dog.
Oh, God, Jesse.
And then, like, he proceeds to swallow.
It hurts going on the way in as it does going on the way out.
Bro, my asshole is permanently starting on sunflower seeds.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. I remember when I got home, my fingers were, like, still.
What's your Queen Elizabeth?
Fucking not covered, but, like.
Oh, my God. Enough with Queen Elizabeth, please. No more.
I still had like the ashes of the fucking sauce on my hand. And I get home. I decide to do my business. And I kid you not, my no-no square felt like fucking a volcano.
Were you screaming in pain?
I wasn't screaming, but I was in like pain. I was in pain. Because I can't do anything. I can't say anything. I'm gonna be like, Mom, my penis is on fire. Like, could you fucking imagine how embarrassing that would be?
Well, I was jacking off and my penis hurts from hot sauce.
I got hot sauce on my penis. How? I don't know. It just happened.
It's called a hot sauce growth. Only guys can get them on their penis.
So I'm literally like laying down in bed with my fucking dick on fire, and literally I can't say anything.
I'm fucking burning. God.
You don't know the pain, and like not after, but before. Before I got home, when I was at school, I ate the sauce, and like, I touched like my eyebrow or something, and for the rest of the day, my eyebrow was literally like in flames. It hurts. I don't know what that sauce was made of. It was probably made of some fucking the devil's anus, fucking hot sauce.
Hot sauce in general, if you like touch any other part of your body except for your fingers, it's gonna hurt like hell.
I probably because I'm Mexican, but I have a good fucking I can handle hot stuff.
Speaking of, Mikey, you didn't really have to pay me for that controller, dude.
Shut the fuck.
You didn't have to. I did it out of generosity because I'm a good friend.
Just so everyone who's listening. I'm poor. I don't have a console. I'm a mobile phone.
And you live in a trailer. Gamer.
I'm doing quotes. You motherfucker, bro. I haven't been mean to you.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I had to get it out. Okay. All right. Just continue. Continue.
Says the one with the fucking Hot Wheels track going up to their ass.
Not in the toilet. It's just by the toilet.
Anyways, I was looking for a PS4 controller because since they're like Bluetooth connected now, so I can play on my phone with the controller. And by the way, that shit fucking bangs, bro. There's not that many games that could support controller, but that shit bangs, bro. Anyways, before like this week and stuff. I was telling Cody about this, and he offers me his controller, but he was in Idaho. But I also didn't want to take it from him because I'm not going to be like that. And so I kept showing my mom some, like, PS4 controllers we could buy at, like, Walmart or Best Buy and shit. And, like, she kept telling me she couldn't because they're, like, $50. And I might as well fucking save up for a console, but I don't have a TV, so lit. Anyways, so jokingly, when was it?
Like 2 days. I'm not sure.
Somewhere around 2 days ago, I text Cody, "Hey man, you still got that offer up for that controller?" Because he was coming back from Idaho, and he said yes. I'm like, "Oh, bruh, lit. You want to give it to me?" And he said, sure. And so I met him up when he got here, got the controller, and I handed him $5 because I'm not just going to take a controller for free.
You didn't have to pay me, though.
But, okay, you got to look at it this way. You got to look at it this way. Either way, I was going to have to buy something like a fucking controller. And I it was nice of you to give me that for free, but like I'm not just gonna, because obviously I saw how expensive these are in my fucking state, so they're pretty expensive. So I'm not just gonna take it from you without giving you like a fucking $5. I had like a full $5 bill ready, but I bought chips with it. And so, yeah.
I got that controller for free.
Motherfucker. You bitch. You scammed me.
Okay, first of all, I have told you repeatedly you did not have to pay me. So, how did I scam you? How did I scam you when you were the one that gave it to me, even though I was fine with just giving it to you for free?
Well, either way, I would have paid something because my mom would have forced me anyways. By the way, why did you go to Idaho?
Well, I didn't intentionally want to go, but my mom was like, I was originally going to go Sunday that weekend I left. I was originally going to go Sunday, but then my mom heard that California was going to be in complete lockdown, no one going in or out. And as soon as my mom heard about that, it was like, oh, you know, we got to get out of here. So
that's a bunch of bullshit.
And but
every time I've been at the house.
No, I mean no one going in and out of the state, not their house.
Oh, and
that was bullcrap. That was bullshit, dude. Because we came in, no problems whatsoever. My parents got out, picked me up, and we just left.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to stay for too long because I was getting a bit homesick.
So like when you went to Idaho, did you just like stay in the house or something? Or
we stayed in the house pretty much. The only time we went outside was in the yard.
Is there like, obviously there's more grass over there, right? Yeah. That makes sense. I don't know why I felt like that should have been asked.
They have 4 bedrooms and yet only 1 bathroom. My grandparents, the house, they have 4 bedrooms and only 1 bathroom. 4 bedrooms, 2 living rooms. Technically 3 because their quote unquote master bedroom is counted as a living room for some reason. And yet they only have 1 bathroom. And the problem with that is whenever you're taking a shower, people are going to be constantly coming in and out to get something or stay to go to the bathroom, like take a poopoos or go pee pee. And by the time I was done with my shower, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to get out. Someone would walk in and go, hey, I'm taking a poopy, stay in there for a few. That few would turn into half an hour. So I had to stay in there, wet, cold. I want a towel, and I had to stay in there for half an hour, and it sucked having only one bathroom. And another thing is, because the paint in the bathroom is like old and it's peeling, and you know how sometimes when you take a shower, the bathroom fogs up. So if there's fog, mold ends up growing on the paint. So you have to leave the door wide open. Yeah, the bathroom door. I had to leave the bathroom door wide open while taking a shower.
And what happens when you finish? Do you just walk out?
No, I just wide open. I go blind. I just put my hand. I put my hand out of the shower curtain, trying to grab something like a towel. I grab a towel, dry off, and I put the towel around me. I grab my clothes and I get dressed in the shower because I'm not going to change with the door wide open.
What the fuck is going on here? Yeah, I've been getting chased by Queen Elizabeth for a little bit. Sorry, I was gone.
And And how his grandparents have a house with four bedrooms.
How the fuck are you going to have two living rooms with one bathroom?
Jesse says, what the fuck?
That's what I said. And basically, he's telling us how he has to have the bathroom door wide open. And since it's one bathroom, people walk in and out. And how, like, he was in a shower for 30 minutes because someone was taking a shit for 30 minutes.
He just had to sit there and fucking whiff it.
So I was sitting there naked, just going like, please hurry up. I'm cold.
And like, Ugh!
Yeah, that's big. Yeah, the guy was going pretty much for half an hour. Oh yeah.
Okay. New topic.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I love science camp. Science camp was fun.
Now I remember it. You know, my memories of science camp are kind of twisted because I had science camp in fourth grade back when I lived in Richmond.
Fourth grade? I had mine in sixth.
Oh, I had it in fourth and sixth.
You had it in fourth grade?
Yeah, twice. What the hell?
I lived next to San Francisco for a while, remember? Anyway, the crazy thing is, we went to pretty much the same spot for both of them, so that's why my memories are so mixed up. But fuck, I love science camp. That.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Science me and my friends made a new game called Capture the Wild Animal in science camp.
What animal?
Okay, so here I'm going to explain the rules of Capture the Wild Animal. So basically,
sure
you put down like no, just wait, listen. So for the game to actually work and make sense and be fun, there has to be three or more people. One person being the animal.
I've played this. I don't think you came up with it. And you have to fucking kidnap the wild animal while they scream their mating call, right?
Yeah, while they do retarded stuff.
Like they have to like take off their shirt and shit, make a mating call, and you like have to bag them.
Yeah, pretty much. Who did you play? Did you play
with anyone? I think I played it at science camp. We might have played it.
Well, never mind. We made it at the same time. Neither or made it up. So.
It might have been that we both made it at the same time. Or that we both were in the same cabin or something, but I don't remember.
What school did you?
I went to Friendly Hill. So
did you guys?
I went to Onaga.
I went to Onaga for a little bit before I lived in San Francisco, and then I came back because like shit expensive there. Bro, you guys know the rent got so big.
No. I mean, where did you go?
We were renting a house. And the rent got so insane. Like, it was like, I don't know, some.
But didn't you guys go to Catalina?
Oh, no. I went to like a mountain or something.
Where did you guys go for a science camp?
Mountains, well.
Oh.
Where did you go, Cody? Yeah, that's where I went.
I went to
Arrowhead.
Mikey, I think we went at the same time.
I went in May-ish, I think. Probably. I don't know.
We're like fucking old people just reminiscing on old times, I just remember stuff that happened.
I went to science camp with my friend Aiden. Not gonna say last
Aiden
name.
Aiden Bolzak.
And me. So,
Continue.
There were these two girls, they were holding hands, and Aiden went like, huh, that's gay.
Is that it?
That's it.
God damn it. I thought you were going to tell this whole fucking story. Wait, Cody,
Cherry Valley was by the Morongo.
Okay, so apparently we both came up with the same game at the same time at like different places.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Dude, when people told me about their science camp trip,
weren't you puking the entire time, Mikey?
There was people that literally went on an...
Weren't you, like, puking on the way to science camp the whole time?
Huh?
There was a time where you were, like, puking the entire trip on the bus ride. Oh, no, I wasn't there. Going, fucking Autumn
told
me.
I didn't go on with you.
That's crazy.
Yes, it's wild.
Wait, Mike, are you going to leave the beginning part where it was just me and you out? Please leave it out. The part where I was like basically complaining about the bathroom, like its content inside it. I was... Fuck it, never mind.
Water bomb.
I lost my...
I'm leaving it in. Unless
damn it, Mike. I only have 4.
I'll pitch in.
Mikey, please.
I'll pitch in 5 cents.
Dude, that was such a chunk of time. And we're like barely reaching an hour. So it's not that bad.
No, keep it out.
It's even. I live in a trailer
in
the middle of the desert there.
Bro, saying you live in Landers is like saying I play Fallout 4 in real life. What the fuck do you guys do up there? Fucking scavenge? Yeah, I know. I live like really close to Landers.
You live near it. You're like in the
I live in the Rocky
Hills. You live in the hills, though.
Okay, can I bring something up? My house was like unusually cheap. I'm pretty sure it's haunted.
Uh-oh.
Not a lot. Like, compared to the other things, I'm pretty sure it was like $5,000 less.
Yeah, I think it's haunted.
Didn't you say it was
It was something around that. The other things were they're like goddamn. Pretty sure the shit's haunted. Like sometimes I can't sleep and I feel like something's watching me.
Do you like hear strange, spooky stuff?
Yeah, but that might also be my schizophrenia.
Your schizophrenia?
I remember going to Jesse's house. I gifted him and a bunch
of
friends.
Do you guys remember the
like
potion?
A fucking cheap ass VR headset. All the potion.
The potion that was real shit,
that
bro.
That shit was whack.
Yeah, do you guys want to know what the potion was?
Yeah, I fucking
drank a potion. We can't actually hear anyone that's listening to this, so we won't ever know their response. Okay, I guess it's yes. Mikey, you can start off.
Like Dora.
I don't know.
Oh my god, what a way to start.
In that quote-unquote potion.
Dude. We put so much shit in that, dude.
It started off with orange juice, then Sprite, then coffee, and then dirt, and then butter. Yeah.
Butter? No, I think the dirt was on the sandwich. On the McMuffins. Mm. Yeah, that was a whole different one. You made me a sandwich.
Okay, what else was
sandwich.
In the potion? Oh, that was the ingredient that could kill.
Sparkling water, watermelon.
Right, watermelon, lemon.
Fucking
milk,
watermelon.
Yeah, so much milk. There was so much milk.
Milk?
Oh my god.
Didn't you switched out?
Yeah, because it was getting too full.
We
ended up using this fucking like goblet from medieval times.
Oh my god. This is why?
There's more. There's more. I think that we like put entire pieces of like steak in there or something. No, it was cheese. We put in cheese.
Really? No, I remember we put a bunch of butter.
Oh god.
We put in more. Was it cheese or pepperoni? Because I know we put something in from the pizza, or was it just the
probably pepperoni. Anyways, we put a bunch of stuff in this drink, right? I start drinking it. No, well, this was like sort of like in the beginning. Like we just like put in sparkling water and watermelon and shit. I take a drink from it. I'm like, oh, this doesn't taste that bad. And I tried getting our friend Deontay to drink. I tried getting our friend Deontay to drink it. And
how bad was it actually?
I really wanted him to drink it though. No one. It wasn't what? That bad. It tasted like regular orange juice.
Oh, that was in the beginning before the milk.
I'm not joking. Well, this was like in the beginning.
I feel like the milk was where it all went downhill.
Probably. But
milk can make anything go downhill.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being that bad. What?
Milk can make anything go downhill. Well, not yeah,
especially
anything,
when you
like
pour milk no. down a hill. Haha. Did you guys get that? That was a joke.
So funny!
Okay, guys, thank you for listening to the Broken Detection Hotline. I think that joke kind of wore out our funny because that was, like, so high level.
Yeah, I think I'm done. I'm going to kill myself again.
We'll see you guys next time in the Afterlife Edition.
Okay, good luck with that.
Hey, guys, you want to hear something cool?
Download Anchor.
Today we've been sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
No.